From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The North's United Nations mission contended that new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a, quote, flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the country. North Korea boasted that its latest missile test in late July showed the world that, quote, the entire U.S. mainland is in our firing range. North Korea's response to the new U.N. sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step it could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests.
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
President Trump spoke with Mr. Tillerson about North Korea for an hour. Trump has demanded quick implementation of the new sanctions, which are aimed at curbing North Korea's exports of coal, iron, and lead, and seafood. 12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday, in violence surrounding the city's central prison. A police spokesman said 4 members of a sect and 8 others had been killed by stray bullets. Police blamed the violence on a separatist sect, members of which stormed Kinshasa's main prison in May. This is VOA News.